I'll never forget bringing our first child home from the hospital. He came a few weeks early, and none of our family had made it into town yet. So we left for the hospital, just the two of us, and a day later, the three of us were preparing to come home, but with no operating manual. We had a long list of questions for our pediatrician when he popped his head in the door, and he smiled, listened patiently, and told us, "You'll do fine. I printed out all that you will need to know in these early days. Just read it carefully, and trust me, you can call on me anytime that you need me." You know, the printout he gave us was worn and dog-eared within days, but his instructions were clear, concise, and yes, they gave us rest. But do you ever wish God would give you such an instruction manual for your life? Well, you aren't alone, and you're in the right place at the right time. The theme for this meditation from Romans chapter 15 is how to be thankful for helpful instruction. Receiving instructions from God to give you the hope, encouragement, and thanksgiving to endure the hard times. So whether at the beginning or the end of your day, give yourself this gift of quiet meditation to be thankful that you do have the instructions that you've been searching for. Secure in this holy retreat, listen and reply to this reading now from Romans chapter 12. And as I lead us, answer, Lord God, give to me the attitude of Christ. And may the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. Constantly rejoice in hope because of your confidence in Christ. And Lord God, please give to me the attitude of Christ. Constantly be steadfast and patient in distress. And Lord God, give to me the attitude of Christ. Constantly be devoted to prayer, continually seeking wisdom, guidance, and strength. And Lord God, give to me the attitude of Christ. Spend a few moments now being aware. Bring your attention to the present moment and become alert to the instruction that God is giving to you. Take note, too, of what the Holy Spirit is revealing. What parts of your life is He steering and exposing? I realize that taking instruction can be painful at times. So take note. Do you feel resistance to instruction in your body, in your mind, or your heart? Are you opposing the instruction of God? Well, note those feelings for a moment. And thank the Holy Spirit for the awareness of where you need guidance and instruction. If your mind drifts, not to worry. Just softly whisper, Lord God, give to me the attitude of Christ. Now practice centering on your breathing. Join me taking a deep, full breath in through your nose, out through your mouth, and another. Just feel your stomach rise and fall. And one more, but hold it for a moment. Now as you breathe out, center on surrendering. Once more. Now try counting back from five, and with each exhaled breath, center on receiving. I want you to breathe in the guidance of God. Breathe out resistance. Feel how your body becomes more peaceful as each breath guides you, as each breath shapes and molds you to the mind of Christ. Breathe in back from five. Even as you center on your breathing, your mind may wander and resist divine instruction. Rather than judging yourself, thank God for that awareness, and then center back on how His guidance is steering you. Start back at 10 this time. I will give you a minute, but try counting back from 10, and with each exhale, remember, Lord God, give to me the attitude of Christ. As you breathe, stay centered on the guidance of the Spirit of God. Become deeply aware of how you are being shaped and formed by God. Center on any feelings of caution as they become divine direction. Thoughts of fear becoming inspired instruction. Is your mind resisting the guidance being revealed by God? That's fine. But remember then to pause, breathe, and center back on divine instruction. I know this can be hard. So I will give you another minute to center your mind as you whisper your centering prayer. Lord God, give to me the attitude of Christ. Continue on now as you listen to this passage. Listen for his message to you in these ancient words from Romans chapter 15, verse 5, and we'll start in the Common English Bible. May the God of endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude toward each other, similar to Christ Jesus' attitude. Where did your thoughts settle? Well, silently reflect on what you think God wanted you to hear and how the Holy Spirit wants to guide, shape, and mold you. Listen once more. May the God of endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude toward each other, similar to Christ Jesus' attitude. Where did your mind begin to center in this second reading? Well, allow this next minute to be a time to rest and center on how the Spirit of God is transforming you. Listen once more, but consider it now from a wider reading in the Amplified Version. Now may the God who gives endurance and who supplies encouragement grant that you be the same mind with one another according to Christ Jesus, so that with one accord you may with one voice glorify and praise and honor the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. What feeling, thought, or idea did you encounter in this reading? Well, for this next minute, return to your breathing and being mindful of surrendering to the instruction of God. In this third reading, let the scripture softly resonate in a sacred time of deep connection beyond words as you listen from the New King James Version. Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded towards one another, according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What do you want most to hear from God right now? What guidance do you seek? Well, I want to give you this minute for that to be your contemplation. And if your mind drifts, not to worry. Just acknowledge it and then pause, relax, and bring your attention back to your breathing as you whisper, Lord God, give to me the attitude of Christ. while resting in a moment of imaginative contemplation, I want you to consider the Word of God in your hand as the manual that you seek. Word after word, thought after thought. Do you have a long list of questions for God? Well, I want you to imagine Him approaching you, smiling, and patiently listening as you share all of your concerns, your fears, your worries. What do you see in His eyes as He whispers, "My child, I'm here. You are safely resting in my saving arms. You'll be fine. I had everything written down that you will need to know in the days ahead. Read it carefully and trust me. And you can call on me anytime if you need me." Take this next minute to rest in the assurance of your salvation. Rest in the truth and power of His Word given by God to steer and guide you now. Center once more in your breathing. And only when you're ready, not a moment before, I want you to slowly open your eyes and smile. How do you feel different than when we started? A bit clearer or still lacking some endurance and encouragement? Well, let me pray this closing benediction over you to accept that you have guidance and peace through the Scriptures. Through the Word that He has given you, may He grant you now to live in harmony with others. May you live with one mind and one voice according to Christ Jesus, so that you may glorify God. May you encounter the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit, now and always. Amen.